hey, what do you want to advertise for your business or, I don't know, your company, your school, whatever it is that you want to advertise. We've got screen printing, embroidery, promotional items. You want to put it on a hat. You want to put it on a polo. You want to put it on koozies, cups, mugs, pop-up tents, whatever it is. Bull Shirts is here for you. Over 40 years. Joe has been doing this forever. He's awesome. Buffalo Timmy, you heard him on here as well. I've been knowing these guys forever. They printed playoff and championship gear for the Astros and Rockets. They'll ship anywhere in the U.S. You want to buy something for someone? You need trophies for whatever you're doing? You need anything that you need to put on? You want to put your logo on a backpack? Whatever it is, these guys can do it all. It's one-stop shopping. You can buy all of your gear there. Your backpacks, your golf accessories, your koozies, your cups, mugs. They've got it all. Shirts, T-shirts, everything in stock, and they're ready for you. Bull Shirts is a one-stop shop. Go visit their website, bull-shirts, bull-shirts.com, bull-shirts.com. Tell them that we sent you. They're awesome. You'll love them. Tell them we sent you at bull-shirts.com.
Now, Step Brothers is good.
It's John and Lance.
Stupid old, what's Post Malone's little friend's name?
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at Texas Star Grill Shop on Shepherd at 59. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
John Chill, CFO over at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles, just 2 hours down the road. People, you got to get over there, and it's the best place to go and get you a great weekend. How about this Memorial Day weekend? Are you guys packed already? Can I still get a hotel room, John, at the Golden Nugget?
Going to be tight, but we can make an exception for you, John, if you want to come.
No, not me. I'm talking about the listeners.
There he is.
I'm a man of the people, okay? I would have made mine already, but if I want a last minute, I want to go. I want to go over to Golden Nugget and Lake Charles. Give me a room, John. Can you do that for the people?
I could try. I'll give it my best effort, but, yeah, we're busy. We're getting ready. Actually looking out at the pool now, and people are out there already. So we're getting ready for a big weekend. It's one of our bigger ones.
People are at the pool. I mean, I'm telling you, it's the best bar there. Yeah. They've got great bars. Oh, by the way, I saw Fuse at the Blue Martini. What a great show they put on. I mean, you guys got some great – it's a great nightclub, people, to go there and enjoy after you're playing at the casino, your poker, or whatever you're doing. Go over to the Blue Martini. Yep. It is awesome. We had a great time.
Cash your tickets and, about 20 feet away, cash your sportsbook tickets and walk right into Blue and enjoy your winnings right in Blue Martini. So, we got some events in there. You know, we got the DJ at night. We got a band till about midnight, and then we do a DJ. So, yeah, it's definitely rocking, and this weekend it'll really be rocking with Memorial Day weekend, so.
All right, what do you think of them? How about the Mavs? They went from 25-1 before the playoffs started, and now they're under 5-1. They win game one here. What a steamer. If you picked the Mavs before, which my buddy did, and I talked him out of it, if you picked the Mavs before the playoffs started, man, you're in the money.
Oh, yeah, you're definitely in the money with them. And, you know, they didn't look good. And, you know, with Luka looked hurt in the first round, and, you know, looks like he's coming around, and he made me happy last night. I hit a three-teamer with him. I had the Mavs money line. I had Luka over 30, and I had him with 3-3. So it looked like it was going to be the Kyrie night in the first half, and then Luka, I think they shared halves. Kyrie, I think he had 13 points in the first quarter, and then Luka came around in the second. So I was a happy
only
camper
three
yesterday.
Threes for Luka?
Yeah.
Only was the under-over was three? Man.
Yeah,
that's a.
I think, you know, he was like 3-for-8. I think he started out like 1-for-4 or 0-for-4, and then he started heating up. But, yeah, I'll take that. So, yeah, starting to be a good weekend with that. I was able to parlay that. I probably shouldn't say that being in Houston. I had the Angels yesterday, so I parlayed that into the Mavs game. But yeah, so I'm on a roll right now. And, you know, we got tonight's game. We got Boston +9. The over-under is at 224. It'll be interesting to see. You know, there's going to be a lot of adjustments of what happened from the first game. You know, I know the pick and roll was beating Boston up, and you could see that, you know, it's starting to affect them, but I think they'll make their adjustments. I kind of like a couple prop bets. Miles Turner at 16.5, he's +102. He's hit that number four times in a row. I think he had 23 the last game. So I'm going to still ride that hot number there and take Miles Turner with the points over 16.5. Halliburton, I think he's starting to look like he was in the first half of the season. His points and assist total tonight is 27.5 at -112. I think he had 25 points and 10 assists last game. So, and he was heating up in the Knicks series, too. You could tell towards the end there. So kind of like those prop bets tonight. You know, we'll see. You know, the over-under, it was interesting. So we could remember this for next year. If a team goes to game seven, the over in the conference, the first game, goes over 69% of the time. So that was an interesting fact. So the game went
well,
over.
Well, not only that, but the team. If the team, here's the bet next time, a team plays seven games and the other team that they're playing didn't, game one goes to the team that didn't. Like four out of the last 16 of the last 20 have been won by the team that didn't play seven games.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, this is something with totals as well, and it went over the first game. But the Pacers and the Pacers play at a really high tempo. Get a lot of shots up. They led the league in scoring at 123 a game. Boston was second in the league at 120.6. This is going to – I'm kind of curious how you see this, because from a handicapping standpoint, the first thing I think of was, okay, two teams that score a lot of points, you're probably going to look at the over. But then, you know, the historian in me of sports always understands that you have better defense and it gets a little tighter in the playoffs, and yet the first game went over the total. What are your thoughts about – the total and the movement of the total potentially as we move forward in this series?
Yeah, I agree with you. Tonight's game will be interesting to see. I kind of like the under tonight at 224. I think both sides will make adjustments. And again, like you said, it'll get tighter as the series goes on. I just think that right now, I think it's a little high. They're adjusting to, you know, the last couple of games. I think the over is hitting Indiana, even with the Knicks and going into the Boston series. So I'm with you. That's why I'm staying away from the over-under tonight, just to kind of see how things play out. Can Boston make the adjustments, or is Indiana just too fast-paced for them to keep up with?
And it's worth noting as well, John, that Indiana's played 14 games in the postseason. They're averaging 8 points less per game, 115 than the regular season. Boston's played 11 games, and they are averaging 10 points less. So yeah. They went from, as I mentioned, 123.3 for Indiana and 120.6 for Boston. Now it's 115.2 for Indiana.
Was it over before overtime, or was it still under?
Yeah, I think it was over already.
Yeah, I think it was over even before the overtime.
It was over already.
And the Pacers went over against the, you know, they put 130 on the Knicks in Game 7, so that game went over as well.
Yeah.
An under is coming for sure.
Yeah, an under is probably coming.
We'll see when, but it's coming.
Well, okay, so we got that. What else? Are you still – what about Minnesota in the series?
2 days ago, it said yes.
But now's a good time to take them.
Yeah,
If you think they're going to win the series, this is the best time to take them.
Yep. I like either team out of the West. I think, you know, I know Boston's still a favorite to win it all. I still like either team to come out of the West to win it all. So
to win it all.
Yep. Yeah.
Right now, Mavericks are minus, what I see right now is -150. You may have it different in your spot, John, but that's, if you like the Timberwolves, you get a little extra, you know, jump on them and play them.
Before the series, they were in favorite.
Sure.
So now's the time to play them if you like them.
Yes. Yep. I agree. Yep. So,
yep.
Yeah, we'll see what the NBA does this weekend. It'll be good. So, got the
Astros are off.
Yeah,
Astros are off today. John, what do you like? Anything in baseball?
I do. You know, skiing's been the hot topic here. I like the over under today. Got some day baseball today. He's 7.5 strikeouts at +105. So,
wow.
I think people will adjust to him eventually. But you know, I think he had 11 strikeouts last meeting, and then 6 in his debut. So definitely over 7.5 for Skeens. And just looking
when
at
does,
Giants,
that
was just going to give a little tidbit. The Giants are the fifth highest strikeout team also. So partly that.
Oh, wow.
Skeens, yeah.
Oh, wow.
So.
Yeah. When does Imanaga pitch again? Because at what time, at what point, Are you still jump on this guy? He's got the Cubs pitcher Shota Imanaga. He's got an ERA under one. Are you, do you ride it, or are you betting against him now?
I would ride him. I think when it is, when he's hot, those pitchers that are hot, you just stay with him, and you keep on riding until you see the decline in that. But I definitely would keep on riding him.
Yeah, and along with Skeens. You like Skeens tonight.
Yep.
You like Skeens.
There's another one I like. This is an interesting fact. The Phillies are 20-0-3 in the first five innings. So you could bet the first five innings here against right-handed pitching. And it was an interesting stat. But today, the Rangers are pitching a lefty. They're about a 500 baseball team for the first five innings. So I kind of like the Rangers and Haiti today at plus 195 first five innings.
Okay, first five innings.
So, yep.
Rangers, first five innings. There you go. Got any golf this weekend?
We've got some golf. We got the old Charles Schwab Challenge. I kind of like Spieth. He's at plus 250 right now to finish in the top 10. He's a prior winner, I think, back in 16, and then he was a three-time runner-up, 15, 17, and 2021. So I kind of like him to finish in the top 10 at plus 250.
Look at, for me, I bet you get nice odds on Brendan Todd, who plays, this is the only tournament he plays well at. You might get a steamer there, finish in the top 10. You might get good odds there. I'd like Denny McCarthy this week, finishing in the top 5. He played well last week at the PGA. So those are a couple of guys that you might look at as well.
Todd's plus 1,200, and McCarthy's plus 1,100 for the top 5. So, yes.
For the top five? Yeah, I think those are good. Those are pretty good odds because Brendan Todd always plays well there. If you never heard of Brendan, Dell bets on him all the time. He loves Brendan Todd. He loves watching Brendan Todd play. But the rest of you might not know about Brendan Todd. Anyway, that is my man right there, John. John Chill from the Golden Nugget, Lake Charles. The sports book, awesome, awesome, awesome place to get your Memorial Day weekend on. If you haven't, make your call right now and get on over there. Great weekend. What do we got? What's the date today? Is the 23rd? That's the 24th. Tomorrow we got Matt Matthews bringing the last to the stage. Casey Donahue hitting the Grand Event Center. GoldenNuggetLC.com. Book your tickets. Get on over there, hang out at the sports book, 12,000 square feet of premier sports betting, live blackjack games right there. I love that you got a casino, that you got a blackjack table, John, in the sports book. The poker room is right next door if you're a poker player. Of course, all the casino gaming as well. The Blue Martini, which we talked about, just so much fun right there. The pool, people are already out there having a good time. This is the place to go. And don't miss 250,000 Money Mania every Saturday in May. 250,000 Money Mania. Don't miss your chance. Friday as well. Friday 250 and Saturday 250. So you got a chance at 500,000 every Friday and Saturday in May at the Golden Nugget. So just awesome, John. We really love it. Thank you for hanging with us. And get on over there just 2 hours down the road at the Golden Nugget, Lake Charles. Appreciate it, man. Thanks for hanging with us.
Thanks, John. Thanks, guys. We'll see you.
All right. Heading to break live from the Texas Star Grill Shop at 59 and Shepherd. Come on by and try this Heart Brand. It is going to be some kind of steak that we're eating here from Heart Brand and the unbelievable deals going on right now at Texas Star Grill Shop, their big Memorial Day weekend sale. Do not miss it.
ESPN 97.5.
It's important to remember that you have choices when it comes to purchasing a car, a truck, an SUV, and Craig DeSurf wants you to know that over at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC, because he welcomes you shopping his vehicles and his prices and his customer service versus anyone else in the market. They're out in Angleton, but one of the advantages is, number one, I think it's the people he gets out there in terms of who work with him. They haven't had much turnover at all because they are people who are going to be looking to treat you as a family member. It's very important for Craig DeSurf that everyone feels like a family member when they walk in. The other thing is low overhead out in Angleton, so the prices are so much better. The trade-in value, no one is touching his trade-in value because Craig DeCerf is just willing to go to a number that other places aren't willing to go to because he wants your business. And why wouldn't you want to shop there when they have the great vehicles like the Chevy Silverado pickup truck or the GMC Sierra pickup truck? Why not shop there if they have the Buick Envision sitting there waiting for you, the Chevy Traverse, which is what me and my wife drive? Buick Encore is a really cool smaller SUV that is great for a first car as well. So many vehicles to choose from at LandZCars.com. But the best thing is your customer service, the trade-in value, and then the prices that they're going to offer you are not going to be touched. There's no reason not to shop, but make sure that you end up at LandZCars.com or shop just down at the location in Angleton, Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC.
You're listening to John and Lance, broadcasting live from inside the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at Texas Star Grill Shop on Shepherd at 59. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back live from Texas Star Grill Shop. You got to come and get your Memorial Day grill sale on over here. It's fantastic, fantastic. $4.99 per bag for Posto Cooking
then.
Wood.
Just now you said fantastic.
It is fantastic.
You had a little Chicago in there.
You get your Posto cooking wood, a bag, for just $4.99, normally like $12. It's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. So if you smoke your wood, okay, or you smoke your meat, then you gotta get your wood right here at Texas Star Grill Shop. One of their locations.
And you got to buy a lot of it all at once because he bought so much of it that he's offering this crazy price and just load up on it.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to get this price again.
Nope. This is it.
Load up on it today.
That's it. All right. Astros with the day off today. Mm-hmm. We got game two of Celtics. And I like the Celtics in this one. You like the Celtics or the Pacers?
Yeah, I think it'll be easier one for the – I think it's going to be fairly easy for the Celtics and the Minnesota Timberwolves over the next two games.
You like the Timberwolves?
Well, yeah, over the next set of games for both of those teams. I do. And although I was looking, they've got the Pacers at 107.5 total points, team points. Because I was looking at that when John was talking, and we were talking about going under, and I'm like, yep. I got to go over. The Pacers shoot the ball really well. They're a good shooting team. They play with tempo. And Boston is going to, Boston, you're going to end up playing fast if Boston catches, ends up taking the lead on you anyway. But I still think Boston ends up winning this and, I think they get into the 120s on this one.
Is there any chance?
I now think it's going to be a higher scoring.
Is there any chance Porzingis is back ever?
I don't think.
At earliest, game four. That's the latest report.
Oh, that's the latest one?
Yes.
Four?
Game four.
Can you believe
if he
how
gets
many...
back for this and then the finals?
I guess you have to ask, no matter who they play, will he be game? He'll have had at a month off or so but before he plays his next game. Will he be ready to play in these type of games? What's his build-up as far as a guy who is a big part of their team? But you ain't played playoff basketball in a month. We're just going to toss you right in and expect you to
Well, I think
perform.
You limit his minutes. But
we'll see what they do with him. Are they going to throw him back in the starting lineup? Either way, I don't know how big of a help he'll be, particularly early on in his return. It's a long, long time off. And how many real minutes in practice is he getting as far as competitive basketball? So I don't know how big of an impact he'll make.
How long has he been
He'll
out?
Make early. He was out. I think he got hurt in game three of the first round.
So you're worried about that he'll be that, like,
We're
you
talking
do
about
get out
a
of basketball
off.
Shape. Yeah, I guess so.
And just throwing him into a playoff series?
A month off after the first round. My goodness.
If he's ready for game four. And depending on how that series goes, if they're up 3-0, he probably wouldn't play in game four anyway.
So what are the Astros, getting back to the Astros, you mentioned them, they've got a game tomorrow. They're at Oakland, at Seattle. Eric Geddy, according to Chandler Rome, is going to pitch on Saturday.
Okay. Well, ESPN didn't have that, but yeah.
Yeah, no, they don't have that. But according to Chandler Rome, he said the Astros will start Verlander on Friday, Eric Geddes Saturday, and Ronel Blanco on Sunday. So what are they doing with
Fromber? Fromber moved.
Yeah.
Fromber was, well, you know what? After that last start.
So Fromber's probably going to pitch.
Time off.
So Fromber Monday. Probably goes to Javier.
Fromber moves
into the Javier spot
on Monday.
Yeah.
Move
and then
Javier
they skip,
down.
And they skip Javier. Because you got Verlander, Eric Geddes, Blanco.
Is that what he said? They're skipping Javier? Or
well,
you're just
I'm
making
just,
that up?
I'm just saying that.
Well, you don't know. There might go, that's a six, well, they could just go to six-man rotation.
You could, but why not just designate him for assignment? No, I don't want that. I want Javier to become good again. I don't really – even the game – I wasn't even that happy about the game that he was good in because I didn't think his stuff looked all that good. And then he got whacked around, but
well,
they
but,
could skip him. But you're right; they've got so many games.
Well,
low.
Yeah, no, no, they're playing 30 games in 31 days, or 29 games in 30 days.
I mean,
days.
Holy crap!
So
one,
this is
two,
their
three.
Only day off during this stretch. So this is the only day off during this
13,
30 and 31.
13 straight games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they go to the six-man rotation, and there's no reason Eric Geddes should be out of it anyway. Not the way that he's pitched lately.
No, but do you think that? Do you think they? You think they keep Hunter Brown on his schedule, which would be Tuesday, and then they move Verlander?
Everybody moves down. Everybody moves down.
That's all you're doing?
Yeah. And Hunter Brown doesn't deserve to be, you know, well, we got to have a Hunter Brown start right here. No.
Who does deserve that?
Wow. Blanco.
No, Blanco's firmly in the rotation.
Yeah, no, no, no. Blanco deserves, we don't move him. We want him to pitch every 5 days. He's the only guy in there, actually. I wonder if things change now because he can't use as much rosin or he's got to be worried about that crap now. There was a conversation, and I agree. There have been very I have some issues with Joe Espada, but I have an issue that he did not argue and get tossed on the Ronel Blanco deal.
Yeah,
he should have gone after him. Check his hand. That's all you're doing is checking the glove. Check his hand.
He sat there.
And you know what? How many guys have had to wash their hands by umpires this year? And Ronel Blanco's one of the only ones that's gotten tossed.
I don't think his personality is red-hot, confrontational. Like, Dusty's got that in him. I think that if he had it to do all over again, I think he would do it different because he's a little pitcher out there twisting the wind, and he just sat by passively. And it just didn't sit right with me, and I know it doesn't sit right with other people.
Especially as a new manager.
Yeah.
The players got to know that you got their back.
Yeah, and he didn't do it, and I just thought it was a mistake at the time, and it's really one where you want to go out because it's not really about if you're going to be – it's not going to make a difference. It's not going to make a difference. But you have to go out there, and you do that because you make sure that the other teams get the same treatment. You put a little bit of doubt in the manager's mind. You throw out, hey, this has already happened against us, and you guys are doing this now. How about some consistency? How about a level of consistency? You chew on them a little bit out there. You get thrown out or you don't get thrown out, but you don't just sit there passively and let Ronel Blanco twist in the wind. And some of that could just be new manager. Some of it could be a combination of new manager and, you know, it's not typically his personality. But that's one where you don't have to believe in it. You know, you could be thinking, yeah, he needs to get thrown out. But you don't – it doesn't matter. You got a job to do, and you go take on – you know, you go take on the manager, and you show the player that you're on his side. You think managers hadn't known that a player is full of crap? But that wasn't a strike. That was a ball. But you go out there and fight for them because
–
because that it makes a difference.
Yeah, no, it absolutely would have made a bit. It would have made a difference for. I mean, everybody in there would have said, you know, he's got. Man, Dusty would have been all over those guys. Dusty would have been. That I loved about Dusty. Dusty always fought. And even Ron Washington out there yesterday, challenging a couple of plays. You know, going out there and making sure. We got to see some fire.
I see Joe Espada getting the Steven Silas treatment over there. I see you guys giving them the Steven Silas treatment.
Guess what?
I see it.
There's a lot. Wait a minute. The record-wise and temperament, it's the same. Hey, let's have some fire.
Hey, Alex Bregman, hit the baseball.
No,
stop the fire.
See
the,
that?
What's him getting thrown out of a game going to do for Ronel Blanco? Was he not going to get suspended 10 games?
No, maybe. I don't know. But you know, but the player's got to know. Listen, I don't believe in he's got to turn tables over in the locker room.
If it's not his,
and yell at the guys because they're not hitting.
If it's fake, the players will know that too.
No, it's not.
If it's not in him, it's not in him.
Well, wait a minute. It can't be fake. You got to have your players back.
But if it's not in him to get animated, if he's having the conversation saying what's going on, I know everyone wants him to be
play defense.
That's effeminate. That's effeminate.
It's not. Where he goes, you got to get over screens.
What you did was play defense. That's an effeminate.
That's not effeminate. You did this last time with me. Y'all got me in trouble with Jeff Passan for the same thing.
I didn't do that. I wasn't here for
that. That was my nerd voice. Oh, you weren't here for that?
Maybe I was, but I didn't get you in trouble for that. If a spot is being – he can have a conversation, but if you want him to turn it up and the players know, that's not who that guy is. It comes off as fake. I don't – be who you are, and if it's not in him, in him.
Well, then, okay, it's not in you to get mad when the umpires are mistreating your player.
Then you're not the right guy for the job. Were they mistreating him or were they right?
No, they were wrong. They were wrong. Well, they wouldn't even check his pitching hand.
Did the Astros fight it at the end of the day?
No. Because
they didn't even appeal it.
His glove was juicy. His pitching hand is the one that you got to worry about. Was there anything on it?
They checked both.
No. There was crap all over Clark's hand for the Yankees. I mean, crap all over it. And they told him, go wash your hands.
Why did it appeal?
Because the glove was sticky.
But if you appeal, what's the worst thing that happens? Nothing. You just – Ronel Blanco doesn't miss any time.
Well, at first he said, I'm appealing.
And then he said, later. They should have appealed and see if they could get it down to one game, 5 days.
Well, whatever. I don't know. I don't know why they didn't appeal.
Well, I mean, they didn't
– All I know is –
they didn't fight for him out there. They didn't appeal. They didn't appear to be a team that had any issue with
Del, I don't want them to be phony. I want them to actually have some passion.
Well, if it's – that's just what I'm saying. If it's not in him, then it's not in him.
Well, then it's already
you're already too late. It's already too late now.
Then maybe it's not in you to be a manager.
Okay? Here it is. John Granato, ESPN 97.5 host, has called for the firing of Joe Espada.
I've got very little issue
with him.
But I do think that he's got to show more. That was one thing I loved about Dusty. Dusty was going out there to fight you. He was going during the fight. Dusty's out there trying to fight people. That's one thing about Dusty that I loved. It's that he had his guys back. Joe Espada, you got to prove that to the guys.
Dusty didn't have it to prove. Well, even Dusty has to prove something to a team. Every manager with a new team, but Dusty's got so many skins in the game.
Yeah.
But Dusty would.
Well, yeah, that's right. Joe doesn't.
Dusty would yell and scream, "Get your ass back on the mound!" Remember after the cheating stuff?
I love that.
Dusty was one of the first ones to yell and scream at people because he knows the deal.
But Joe Espada is not new to these guys. He's new in this spot.
It's his
personality. These guys know who he is and what he's about.
Right.
So I think players are quick to see through a guy. So maybe if he turned it up, it might have helped. It might not have, but I appreciate him being genuine before anything else. And if he's not, and if he doesn't have it in him, so but we do have some breaking news. Doesn't directly affect the Rockets, but it might. JB Bickerstaff, Cleveland Cavaliers coach, no longer. He's been fired. So what does that mean? Thank you, Sean, for the breaking news sounder. JB Bickerstaff out. What does that mean? There's just tumult in Cleveland. Does Donovan Mitchell become a guy who could potentially be the next one out the door?
Did he like JB or not?
This is the thing.
So maybe he stays because
we have no idea, but we just know changes are being made in Cleveland.
He's not going Utah and Cleveland. He's not going to live his whole life in Utah and Cleveland. That's not happening. He's moving to a better city.
Wow.
He's moving to a better city.
Cleveland people.
Cleveland's fine. It's just not as cool as Houston. So it's that simple.
It's not. No, it's not.
It's that simple.
All right, time for me to – you know why? Because they don't have a Houston Powder Coaters there. Houston Powder Coaters?
That's what I was thinking, too.
Yeah. No.
If they're smart, they'd open one up over there and try to keep Donovan Mitchell in Cleveland.
I mean, then it'd be Cleveland Powder Coaters.
So
– yeah, that's true.
Right, that's true. Yeah. So, but no, Cleveland Powder Coaters is not nearly as good as Houston Powder Coaters. That's stupid. Houston Powder Coaters, you're going to talk to Robin, or you're going to talk to Jennifer, you're going to talk to Mia, you're going to talk to one of the great people there at Houston Powder Coaters to help you. They'll help you decide whether or not you save that patio furniture. They're going to help you decide whether the car parts can be saved, the lift kits, the bumpers, the wheels. Can you save it, or do you have to buy new stuff? And that's a decision that's kind of a big deal. But you have to make that decision. And Houston Powder Coaters, they're going to tell you up front, no, you buy new stuff, or no, we can absolutely save you. They'll pick it up free. They'll deliver it free. It doesn't matter where you are. If you can hear us, they're doing it. Their workmanship is second to none. Five-star customer service. Very hands-on. Great communication with customers. What is it that you want that's metal that you need to save? Robin is here for you. HoustonPowderCoaters.com, 281-676-3888, or HoustonPowderCoaters.com.
ESPN 97.5.
I'm on the Vanderford Air website right now taking a look at it. And the phone number, I never give you the phone number. I always tell you the website, VanderfordAir.com. But the phone number is 281-344-2925. They have same-day service guaranteed. Very high ratings on Google, 4.8, which is unusual for an air conditioning company because people get so worried about being taken by air conditioning companies. But it's really simple. This is a family-owned air conditioning and heating company who has been in business since 1980. So this is over 40 years that they've been in business. Their name is, because it's family-owned and operated, their name is extremely important to everyone there. Your service is going to be top-notch. If it ever isn't, a correction will be made. The pricing is going to be fair. The transparency will be there for you. They are going to go that extra step and that extra mile to make sure that you're happy with the service. But the most important thing is, we're just talking about getting cool. Like, your air conditioner should cool you properly. It should be able to get cool enough that it turns off during the summer. Yes, it should be able to turn off. And if not, your system is not working properly or you don't have the right size for your home. Let Vanderford Air come out there. You can schedule service online at VanderfordAir.com and let them come out there and start working with you to make sure that you have the right system or that your system is running correctly. They'll get it fixed. You'll be cool. Your energy rates, your energy bills can come down. And most importantly, you can have your peace of mind of knowing that you are ready for this brutal Houston summer. It's VanderfordAir.com, 281-344-2925.
You're listening to John and Lance, broadcasting live from inside the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at Texas Star Grill Shop on Shepherd at 59. Here's John Granato and Lance Zerline.
You just eat the sausage.
No, because then you're going to use that against
How
me.
So if I offered it to you? I'm giving it to you. I don't want that one.
No, but I just feel like it's going to be you. Tatiana would be here, and you take her sausage, dude.
No, but I'm actually giving it to you.
That jalapeno sausage and jalapeno cheese sausage is great.
Holy cow. So, Heart Brand is here. It's a Wagyu. It's Texas Wagyu. Holy cow. It is delicious.
I saw what you did there.
Man.
You said Texas Wagyu, and then you went, holy cow. I like it.
Then he did that.
Holy cow.
He did that Japanese thing he does.
Which didn't really, it wasn't what I was going for.
So it is fantastic. If you come on by, Chef is fantastic.
Yeah, it's got, we got
Chef
food right
knows
over
everything about meat. He's unbelievable. He was telling us about the, at this, all kinds of, I mean, he's really smart.
Mm-hmm. Chef. He's an
really
executive
smart.
Chef.
He's an
certified and trained executive chef. And
aren't
chef
you a pit master? Are you having conversations
with him? Would you tell him
how to make it? I asked him. I said, how do you keep the sausages from becoming wrinkled? He goes, well, you just have to 140 internal temp, and you're good.
Yeah.
He said, take it off at 140. Okay. I got my meat thermometer here, the internal temp. It makes everything super simple. You just got a good meat thermometer, one you can trust. You know, it's so good, this meat thermometer I use that I got from here, the Texas Star Grill Shop. Remember when we had the big freeze that we had? I could walk into a room, and it takes the temperature in the room. So there's one bathroom I have that's not, it's on the back of my home, it's not insulated at all. I was actually keeping milk in there, stuff from the refrigerator we were keeping in the bathroom. I went in there, and it just kept going down, and went to 44 degrees. So in that room, it was 44 degrees in my home. Which, you know, it was pretty wild to just take everything out of your refrigerator and just put it in your house because, you know, it was basically a refrigerator in your house. That was not a problem. So,
I don't know
but that
how
meat
we
thermometer.
Got...
Well, I was basically telling you, I can walk around with a meat thermometer and it tells you what the temperature is in every room.
42 degrees in your room?
in one room of my house. It was 44.
Why is it 44?
Because it's not. It wasn't insulated. I just told you it was during the huge freeze.
It was
6 degrees
so
outside.
You lost me as soon as you stopped talking about.
No,
the
I talked and you just stopped. You just stopped listening.
I don't know how we got there, but okay. So
buy your meat thermometers here at Texas Star Grill.
That's what it meant.
That's what the whole thing was. Yes,
I got you. I'm sorry.
Keep up.
I was looking at this sausage wanting to eat it, and you kept talking about something.
Do you think Caitlin Clark has more assists or more turnovers?
Turnovers.
Per game? Tie 5.8 to 5.8.
Wow.
Tie. Yeah.
Those petty women were right about her.
Yep. There we go. Do you think
she does need to stop turning the ball over? Although a lot of them are bouncing off her teammates' face.
Yeah, but she had too many turnovers in college. Like, I don't think she's a true point guard. I think she's
she can beat
you off the dribble.
No, if she had a
and she can make passes. Yeah. She's courts, but she's also a great catch and shoot. Like, guys, I know y'all want us to talk more WNBA. We hear you and we're listening.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what we're doing.
We've got an expert coming on.
Art's the only one.
Hey guys, don't worry.
There's probably a lot of people who are like,
don't worry.
I don't know. She was very popular.
She was very popular. She popular with our listeners.
I think so. Hey, I'm telling you, I had a poker game the night they were playing UCLA. We stopped the poker game to watch the damn
college
game.
Yes, but is it going to carry over to the
That's players? What I said. Yeah. I don't know.
Don't worry, guys. In the next show, once these Boomers or Gen Xers, whatever the hell
Both.
You guys are.
Well, we're Gen Xers.
Are out of here. We're going to have an actual conversation about women's sports and the pettiness of women. Don't worry. An actual nuanced conversation as opposed to, look how petty and jealous they are.
They are.
We're going to have a real conversation.
Yeah, we don't need nuance
me
to
and
know
Makes,
women are petty.
The millennials will have a nuanced conversation.
Here comes New Age. The New Age Feminists are going to be on the air. Coming up next, the New Age Feminists led by Dell and Sean Mapes.
Damn right.
Sean, don't let him put your name in his mouth like that.
Oh,
just because he's got longer. Wow. I said his name.
All right.
What? See? Wow. I already know where John's angle is, but okay. You too, Ed too, Dell?
Well, he's the one who don't like to say anything about the mouth.
Yeah, I don't like him mentioning me.
What you do with that mouth, though?
Here are the teams that I'm going to try to trade Kyle Tucker to.
You put Mapes in it?
Mapes is part of the show. That's all. I'm not putting anything in anyone's mouth.
Do you think the Yankees have any top prospects left?
Probably.
Yeah, they're tied in Major League Baseball with the Brewers, Mets, Orioles, Padres, Reds, Tigers.
Because they sign free agents. They don't
Yankees.
Trade for people.
Well, remember now, the Padres got a bunch of prospects. They gave away prospects for Soto, and then they got them back from the Yankees. But the Yankees have 6 of the top 100. The Dodgers have 5 of the top 100 prospects. The Cubs have 5 of the top 100. The Astros are down there. The Angels and Royals have none of the top 100. And the Astros, A's, Blue Jays, Braves, and Marlins have 1. In the top 100, that was Jacob Melton.
Yeah, but here's the thing about that. I don't know.
Where
was Urquidy ranked? Where was Luis Garcia ranked? Where was Chaz McCormick ranked? All of these guys helped the Astros win a World Series.
Yeah,
so I don't care where they're ranked.
But we're not looking for Chaz McCormick. We're looking for Kyle Tuckers now. We have to have that. We're not looking
You have to have the
We
Chaz
don't need
McCormick's
fill-ins.
Too.
Nah. Right now, if you're going to keep letting Kyle Tuckers and Bregman go away.
Where came up? Where
they
was
traded
Pena?
For him. They traded for Yordan.
Well, no, but he was still in the minor leagues before he came up.
Well, yeah, but they traded.
He was
for
part him. Of their.
I know. Guess what? They traded. They brought it. They brought one in, and they brought a good prospect, and they traded a player, Josh Fields, and got a prospect.
That's
exactly.
Right. But where
that's
was he rated before he came up? I mean, that's why the ratings. That's great.
Well,
all
you
fine
can
and
talk
good.
About ratings, but the fact is, they traded a player for a prospect, prospect became.
I understand
a hammer.
That, Lance. I understand the process. What I'm saying is, all these Astros that came up and helped the Astros win a World Series, none of them were rated.
Carlos Correa was.
Yeah,
Carlos Correa was. Justin Verlander was, who really helped a lot.
He's not.
I mean, if we're going to talk about the best players on the Astros, the only one who wasn't was probably Jose Altuve. But the top guys, Kyle Tucker was, George Springer was.
Bregman.
The core players, Alex Bregman was. All the core of the guys who made this long run that everyone loves, these guys were top 100 players.
Not Fromber.
These guys were.
Not Urquidy.
No, but you're also. That's a different thing. That is, they're not spending a lot of time in the minors. They came from. They were purchases from a guy who's no longer here anymore. They were scouted and purchased and developed. By the Astros minor league system. Is the same development in place?
Well, that's.
I know for
I've said this 1,000 times. That's the difference between this organization now and when Luno was here. It was the best at finding Latino talent and bringing them up and working the system too.
Not expensive.
Because
cheap guys.
He waited. You can only spend so much on international players. He waited till everybody grabbed all the best players and whatnot, and then he found real talent and at cheaper prices, and then developed them and brought them up here to win titles.
See, and I think that's what, and I think that's part of what Jim Crane looks at, is that model of you let the first wave and the second wave go, and then we go discount shopping and develop them, and they become great players. The problem is, at some point, you still have to have the Bregmans, and these are high draft picks. The Bregmans, the Correas, the Springers, these are highly regarded high draft picks that ended up becoming really, really good players and core players. We know how they stole, and there's actually an article written in L.A. that the Dodgers screwed up and gave the wrong, you know, they had the on Yordan, they had the wrong idea of who they were even trading. But regardless, the Astros have said, we never thought Yordan would turn into this. We just thought he was a good prospect. You have to develop stars. And Chaz McCormick is fine. And yeah, you got to have your Chaz McCormicks. But the Astros minor league doesn't appear to have stars. Now, hopefully Lo Perfido becomes that. But the strikeout toll is much higher than star-level players.
Lo Perfido.
Jacob Melton, those
you know
are the
what?
Two.
At some point, we got to see if Pedro Leon can play.
Yeah, Melton's the only one that's in their top 100 right now. So
Pedro Leon is killing it. About time we see if he can play.
Well, I mean, can he play first base?
Well, probably. He can play shortstop.
I mean, come on. First base is where you stick old outfielders. My guy Cesar Cedeno, after he hurt his ankle, became a first baseman. You can put a lot of people at first base. Just put somebody at first who can hit.
I just want to – you know what? Yordan, take 1,000 ground balls and go play first base.
Yeah.
Take 1,000.
I think he's full-time. I think it may be Diaz. Yiner's probably who we're looking at.
Yeah.
I think he's probably the guy who's going to end up being the first baseman because Yordan's probably going to be just full-time DH is what he's going to become. And then Yiner Diaz, with his ability to dig stuff out of the dirt, I think he's the one that might make some sense as a first baseman.
Yeah.
We'll see. We'll see who you have at catcher coming up. But I don't know. This look at the minor league system, it just makes me concerned because you can just look at now all you want, but you do have to look at 2 and 3 years down the line. And I am a little bit concerned that the Astros minor league system over the last 2 or 3 years has not had star players in it. And we don't have a guy that's considered really in any rating system to be a top 50 player in the minor league system. So a little bit of a concern for me. We'll see how Melton comes along. And you traded Drew Gilbert, right? So
yep.
I haven't seen what he's done.
Breaking it here, news a little weird. Finishing up live from Texas Star Grill Shop.
Drew Gilbert's 39.
But we're here.
With the Mets.
We're here at Texas Star Grill Shop on Shepherd and 59 and want you to come on by. All kinds of unbelievable deals. Free design services for your outdoor kitchen. Huge truckload sale on Franklin barbecue pits, up to $1,000 off. $900 off on Weber. $300 on Gosney pizza ovens. The pizza ovens here are awesome. I want to get one. $500 off Traegers. $800 off Blaze. $200 off Napoleon. Great, huge package deals on Big Green Egg. Everything. Memorial Day sale going on right now at Texas Star Grill Shop. And to me, you have to stop by. If you smoke your meat, Texas Star Post Oak Cooking Wood, just $4.99 per bag this weekend only. A lot of times $12 a bag. So you're saving a bunch. But right now, Lance, we're drinking a little Maestro.
Maestro Dobel. How do you like Maestro Dobel? Have you had it before? If you haven't had it, you really should try it. It is a very smooth tequila, but with complex flavor profiles. And that's something I had a beverage director said, I just don't like the name. I don't like the phrase smooth with tequilas. I want my tequila to be in your face a little bit without being harsh. I want the flavors to really pop on the front end. Well, then drink the Reposado. For me, the Añejo is smooth. For me, the Cristalino is smooth. That's how I characterize it. But I think the Reposado is a little bit more in your face if that's what you want. But it's never harsh. It's just
distilled properly. There are distinctive differences in the different types of tequilas they have. The Cristalino is a type of tequila, is a silo that they created by taking three different tequilas, charcoal filtering for clarity, and then distilling and aging properly. And what you get is a product that is really tremendous as a sipping tequila. Maestro Dobel, wherever fine liquors are sold, you should find a bottle. If you don't, demand that they carry Maestro Dobel, and for sure, in your restaurants, ask for Maestro Dobel by name. It's Maestro Dobel.
Loaded, ready to rule.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
All right, we are going to be talking to Mickey Gall next week. He represents Canstead and DuBlend. And he is a UFC fighter that's fighting this weekend. Next weekend is a matter. It's this weekend. Next weekend. Next weekend is UFC 302 or whatever.
Yeah,
it is.
Next weekend.
Yeah, next weekend. So he's going to be in it, and we're going to be talking to him next week about representing Canstead and DuBlend. The fighters love it because it's not. No nicotine. Okay, you get the flavor, you get the sensation, but you don't get the negative effects of dipping. With Canstead and DuBlend, was with my buddy yesterday at the game, and he's chewing, and it's gross, and it's all over, and I'm like, oh, dude, you got to get off this. You really got to stop. I mean, nobody likes that crap. Nobody. I want to hear one woman say, yeah, I love when he dips because it's so sexy. Blah, it's gross. Okay, spitting and just smell and everything about it. Your teeth are ugly. Everything. Everything happens. So if you're looking for the best way to dip clean, hemp in a pouch made of hemp with CBD oil, CBD American Shaman says we love it. We're going to carry it as well. Go to 975dip.com. Stop dipping with the terrible, terrible tobacco, 975dip.com.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
A woman has claimed that she found a man who was hiding in her bedroom and living under her bed for 4 months.
This is like the third story we've had over the last 2 weeks where people have been living. They lived in a sign at a Tim Hortons or whatever.
Yeah.
Somebody else lived in an attic or at a Home Depot or something like that. Like, people are just pulling up and... So somebody was living under someone's bed?
Man,
that's probably the scariest thing you can actually think about.
How filthy are you that you don't even know if somebody's under your bed for 4 months?
Well, how often do you get under your bed?
You got to make your bed. There's no point where you bend down.
She must have left the house. Do you not see anything like, hey, what's that stain at the bottom of the toilet? You know, maybe he had a dragger that went.
A trap.
Or... that's what I call it, a dragger. Or she didn't notice some food was gone. Or
well,
like...
they were out of the house for nearly 11 or 12 hours a day, she and the kids.
Okay.
Sometimes. On one occasion, after spending the night at her parents' place, she returned to her residence around 9 a.m. and to find the man lurking under her bed.
Hold on a second. He should. How scary would that be?
I mean, that would be awful. That, like,
But you know what, though? He has rights to that house now because he's been
squatting there for 4 months.
Well, the question I have to ask, because John always asks this question, what do you look like?
Yeah, what do you look like?
Speaking of which.
You can't just get rid of him.
How attractive was he?
I don't think.
He's a man living under a bed. He's not good looking.
Well, yeah, the questions need to be asked.
Okay, here's another one. Okay, a woman makes over $6,000 a month. Pretending to have broken legs on OnlyFans. What do you think about that?
Does she wear, like, casts?
Well, she's got the...
Yeah.
She's
got crutches and a cast.
Crutches and a cast.
Can you imagine how much I could make in my boot?
But you're not a woman.
In a knee scooter.
But no one's looking for you.
Scooting by and looking into the camera like this.
What does the non-cast part of her look like?
Good. Looks good. But what if I'm scooting by in my scooter with a boot on? In the scooter, how much money could I make?
How much are you charging Because you know they have.
I'm just doing
6,000 a month.
Well, OnlyFans. Oh, what are you doing? Don't do
that's
that.
My OnlyFans.
So OnlyFans has a subscription, and then they also sell the models can sell paper or creators can sell pay per view stuff as well. So are you gonna? How much is your subscription fee gonna be? And then you can also sell pay per view.
No, it'll be
stuff.
Free, and it's a freemium site.
Okay. Yeah.
So it's free, but then I have the premium if you want to see me scoot around and scooter.
So you would tease, like, you're on a scooter, but you don't, but hey, the guys. Video costs more?
Yeah, because I'll put the boot on.
Okay.
A Pennsylvania woman lied about a man attempting to rape and kidnap her because he looked creepy. And she got him in prison for 31 days.
What?
Do you feel like...
Is she going to prison now?
I don't know. She's okay.
What type of investigation was
done? If he looks creepy, do you feel like maybe he should go to prison?
I don't think that should be a prerequisite for going to prison.
Is that England, Bristol Township, if it's a township?
Sounds like England.
A township, yeah. Middleton Township.
Yeah.
Faces charges including one count of false alarm to an agency.
She just said she had previously seen him in his truck in the shopping center and just thought he was creepy. So she accused him of rape.
So she's bringing Minority Report to real life. I think he might do something to me. So we're going to have pre-crime arrest him beforehand.
Yeah, that is one of the worst stories I've ever seen.
Well, it's about being preemptive.
That's what Minority Report's about. Yeah. They're predicting a crime before it happens. That's what she's doing. He's going to do something to me.
I'm not for that. None of us on this show should be for that.
What do you mean?
Because they could put us in stuff for anything. You don't think John will commit a crime?
I don't think he hasn't yet, has he? Well, he does run.
Where was he?
He does traffic crimes.
Once
he
again, where
all the
was
time.
He January 6th? He wasn't
January
on our
6th?
Show.
I wasn't on the show.
He wasn't on our show January 6th?
American Airlines.
J6 Granado?
J6 Johnny is what
American Airlines is backtracking. Apparently, they had a flight attendant, Estes Carter Thompson, arrested because he put a recording device, a video recording device, in the bathroom of their flight. And apparently he had videos of 14-year-old,
oh
a
God.
9-year-old, oof. And actually the lawyers, actually the counter, his lawyers claimed, or American Airlines lawyers claimed, that the 9-year-old was to blame because she should have known that there was a recording device in the toilet.
That can't be true.
That is true.
No one's arguing that. How would she know?
Damage control. American Airlines doing damage control filing a recent court filing with its lawyers would appear to blame a 9-year-old girl for being secretly recorded in the bathroom. They're pulling back on it now.
Okay.
Okay.
I'd like to know specifically what they said.
Once that went public.
But you said it was just audio recordings?
Video.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently,
video's bad enough.
His iPhone was hidden behind stickers taped to a toilet seat. Reading.
Golly, man.
It read, seat broken.
Did they catch the guy?
Yeah, they caught the guy. He's on trial.
He didn't even use a
burner. And his lawyers were blaming the girl, the 9-year-old.
So his lawyers are American Airlines' lawyers?
Apparently. Oh. Because American Airlines is being sued, too, apparently.
Okay.
Yeah.
For him?
For him. I don't know. Should she have known?
You should no.
You know who would have known?
The answer
girl,
is no, John.
Oh, really?
Don't ask the question.
Because that one girl could have said, he looks like a bathroom creep. The one from the previous thing.
Yeah.
She would have said, he looks like a bathroom creep. Let's get him arrested. And then Minority Report would have been a good thing.
True. But in this case, they are blaming a 9-year-old.
No, they pulled back on. Well, they realized that was not going to be a great.
When do you think they realized this is a bad idea?
Immediately, as soon as United heard the lawyer say that, and they went, no. They immediately reached over to the lawyer, you know, start scribbling on a piece of paper. You know that move where they start scribbling on the paper?
Yeah.
No,
not this tactic.
Central Florida priest. When was
this
a bad decision? A Central Florida priest denied a woman communion and then bit her. Do you feel like if a priest feels like a woman is too evil to receive communion, he should be able to bite her?
No.
I don't. Are priests allowed to decide how evil you are?
Have you seen that priest smack that little baby that one time? And the parents are going, what are you doing?
Baby deserved it, apparently. The power of God compelled the priest?
Apparently, she thinks it was because of the way she was dressed.
A hussy.
He tried to forcefully shove it in my mouth. She said, no, don't do that. And then he went crazy and tried to bite her.
Oh, so when she refused because of the way he went about it.
Because of the way she was dressed, he didn't want her to touch it.
So John just said, The way she was dressed, tried to shove it into her mouth.
She refused. Didn't want her to touch it.
None of this story sounds great.
None of it's good for the Catholic Church, I think. I don't think.
And then he tried to bite her.
I mean,
it sounds like.
I just feel like maybe he took it a little too far. But a lot of preemptive strikes here, I think.
I feel like there should have been no butt after you said he
sometimes
took
you have
it too
themes.
Far.
Yeah.
There are times you don't even realize that you've got entire themes. Right. A student, a teacher's in hot water after a slave auction. Like, okay, there's about to be three. A teacher's in hot water after having sex with a 13-year-old. Like, you always have themes without even knowing it.
Well, thank you. But
you know the theme I like?
It's the production value.
I like the sports themes, like a Houston pitcher threw another no-hitter. Remember when we used to throw no-hitters for the Astros?
We had one earlier this year.
Yeah.
But...
How many do you want?
You want two? One every 2 months?
We could have used one yesterday.
Well, how about hit the baseball? Hunter Brown is like.
Hunter Brown's got to pick up it up.
He's got to pick it up. Hunter Brown, you give up two runs.
They gave you one.
Yeah, that's enough,
right?
What else
do you want?
That's all. Then you know what? If we score one, then don't give up any. That's my theory. Okay.
Who scored first?
The Angels did.
So you never had a chance.
Well, right, because that's right.
Hunter Brown never gave you a chance.
How about if he gives up two, you score three?
Hunter Brown never gave you a chance.
That's what I'm saying. Hunter Brown didn't give you a chance. They were up two.
Hunter Brown.
It was over.
He gives up two.
That's it.
Not a chance.
We're tired of Hunter Brown.
Tyler Anderson. You can't get runs off of Tyler Anderson.
No, not one of the greats.
Not when that puss is headed up there at 88.
Mike Magnante thought he threw slow. All right, we got to go. Dell, the Mopi and Mape Show. Live from here at Texas Star Grill Shop. Thank you to Rick and Michelle and Corey and Gus and everybody over here. And, oh, by Chef Cecil, who's making you Heart Brand meat here today.
Yeah,
so stop
and
by.
And sausages.
But I'm telling you, come on by for this sale that they got going on. If you need any grill equipment, this is it. Outdoor kitchen, anything for your outdoor kitchen. This is the place to be this weekend because the Memorial Day sale, it just doesn't get any better what they're doing here at Texas Star Grill Shop. But, Lance, you and I need to talk about plumbing right now.
Yep, because you have to have a plumber you can trust like Billy Brown and Aqueduct Plumbing Company. I knew there was something going on under the slab because my flooring was doing something weird. Had the hydrostatic testing done with Billy Brown. And he goes, okay, you definitely have a leak. Let's get the cameras in there and really see what's going on. And that's where he saw, okay, these are original pipes. They are completely eroding. You've got major issues under here. And then, you know, what you find out is if you've got a home that was built in the 50s or 60s and you've never had it repiped underneath your home, you're going to need that, John. I mean, you have to get the PVC pipe eventually done. And so it's a good time to come out and let them do a hydrostatic testing on your home to see if you have any leaks, whether it's the big jobs or the small jobs, or even like you had, John, the emergency jobs where they had to figure out what was going on with water behind your wall.
Yeah. Oh no, it was bad. And I immediately called Billy and the great people over there. And if you don't have their number, please, you gotta have their number. You gotta call them. And they came over immediately, figured it out. Then they got me with RestoPros to fix everything. It just doesn't get any better. They're the best. You will love them. When you have an issue, there's only one place to go. AqueductPlumbingCompany.com. AqueductPlumbingCompany.com.
ESPN 97.5.